the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Michael and Junior Mark Davila. Hot Clips.
Yes, today we are going to listen to some Hot Clips. I was in Craigslist Corral. Today we're in
we're not doing Craigslist Corral. Yeah.
Ever again.
Well, I mean, not today. Oh. That's Friday.
Starting off, Taylor Swift has a new song, apparently.
Another? Well, enough of her shit. Album.
From her album 1989, this song is called Blank Space.
But the only good song so far was that Shake It Up.
You said you hated that song.
Yeah, but
Shake It Off.
Whatever, I don't know.
I've never heard this song.
Me either.
But 110,896,403 people have watched the video.
So far, yeah.
So here it is. Some birds chirping.
Yeah. Alright.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin.
I mean,
and I thought, oh my god, look at that face. You look
like it is catchy. I mean it's on par with their usual stuff. So I could see this one taking off.
They all take off.
Yeah. That other one, the weird, was she like the forest one or something? Was a piece of shit, and no one's playing that.
She's one of those people who, she's gotten to the point where her fans always eat up whatever she gives.
I know.
And I don't know how long that'll last. Usually it dies out eventually.
Well, you know what it is? Her fans fucking grow up because they're 12-year-old girls right now. Those are her fans. That's her fan base. What does it feel like?
Why are they walking around with a bunch of Dobermans?
I don't know. Her video is weird. But it's like, does she know that her fans are just little girls? That's who's buying her album?
There's a lot of adults who like it too, I think.
Idiots. Do you think she has disdain for her fans?
Probably.
I mean, because I do. Anyone who's listening now, I fucking hate you. Oh, you know what? I have heard this on the radio.
You know what the weird thing is? Like, how much pressure is she going to have on herself for the next album? Like, all right, this album's really popular. Now I need to be even better. Because if you go down,
people, you just might lose people. Yeah, and it's easily the shit goes away.
Yeah, you don't want to go. Like, you don't want your next album to sell less than your last one. But eventually, it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Well, that's when she'll start doing weird things, like when all of a sudden she's like losing fans, losing popularity. Maybe she'll do like a Playboy spread or something. You know, she'll start doing weird shit. To try and, you know,
I don't know if Playboy will exist anymore.
Well, some other shit.
I don't think she ever would. She's pretty conservative.
But she'll do something. They all do. When they get desperate. Like, holy shit, I'm not going to be famous anymore.
I don't even like her as, like, her looks.
Well, me either.
She's attractive, but it's not my thing.
I'm not sure she's attractive. Her face isn't that good.
She's too skinny for me.
Yeah, I mean, she's really not attractive.
It's weird saying, like, she's not attractive. She's not ugly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. It's hard to say she's not attractive. I mean, I don't find her attractive. I guess technically she is, but I just don't like her look.
You know what, though? No one's, like, caring. Like, you don't hear dudes caring on about her.
I know. Have you ever heard a dude, like, holy shit, did you see Taylor Swift at that AMAs?
Yeah,
hot as shit. Yeah, no, never.
You're right. She's not a sex symbol at all.
Yeah, no one talks about how attractive she is. Listen, and I hate to break it to you, the biggest ones, you know, they can sing and they're fucking hot.
You know, it's weird because I was thinking the same thing about a different celebrity, Melissa Joan Hart. I'm like, no one's ever thought she was hot.
Yeah.
And she's not ugly.
I know. She's an attractive woman, but no one's like, holy shit, would I do that?
She's never, like, her comeback never came out like, oh my god, former teen star is in FHM or whatever.
No, yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares. Now she's on a Walmart commercial with some black dude.
Haven't seen.
You probably must not watch TV because they're on all day long.
You know I don't. Yeah, I don't watch TV. It's not on Hulu, so I guess I don't see it.
She's chopping a tree with an axe in this video, but her arms are way too weak to chop a tree with.
I know. All she's doing is damaging that fucking tree. Which I don't agree with. Did you know trees give us oxygen? Did you know that?
So that's the newest Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's fine.
Speaking of new music, here's the latest from Top Dog. He doesn't post anything on his YouTube anymore. Now you gotta follow him on Facebook.
Yeah, what the fuck, dog?
And I don't know if I'm gonna turn this way up because his videos are such shit. But he's in bed singing this, which
that's sexy. Yeah,
so here we go.
I like that.
Back on track. What do you think about that? This is my time. This is my time to shine. You got nothing on me. So
he's wearing his PJs and he's like, he's covered up.
Any day. Matter of fact, you can smoke that shit up all day long.
I think he's using his phone. That's why it looks and sounds like shit. Here, I mean, it looks fine, but it sounds horrible.
Because she is a beat.
And he's watching the football game.
I hear the TV louder than I hear his voice.
He's watching rugby or something, probably.
And I will never say another word.
Or wrestling. I know he's a big wrestling fan from his Facebook. You should follow him on Facebook, Top Dog.
He likes metal, too.
And he loves hair care products. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
You ain't coming, bitch.
See, basically, a lot of people are like goofing on him and stuff, but when he gets popular, I'm going up, you know, to the big time, and you ain't coming, bitch. Basically,
Is that what he's talking about?
That's basically what that song was about.
It's a good thing I'm with him. You know, he's my friend. Yeah. So when he gets big, I'm right up there, man. I'm grabbing hold of his coattails.
My old favorite rapper was like, you know, Method Man or something, but now it's him.
Is Method Man alive?
Of course he is.
Of course he's gonna live forever. Of course he is.
Method Man's alive. You're thinking of ODB.
I mean,
or Tupac.
I mean, he could die.
Or Big Pun. They're all dead.
Yeah, he could die too.
Well, I guess he could.
Dude's fucking immortal. Maybe. His name's not immortal, man.
Next up, Scott Buchanan in his cowboy hat and his flannel shirt. I love his avatar picture.
Burn my goat.
But burns my goat, 11/25/2014. He's angry about shit as usual.
Good morning. Welcome to What Burns My Goat. I'm Billy Gruff.
What?
Let me tell you what burns my goat. First of all, letting all these illegal immigrants stay in the country, giving them our hard-earned American dollars.
Wait a minute.
Giving them whatever they...
Are we giving them their money, or are they working for it, these immigrants?
I don't... I assume they get jobs. I mean...
And I'll tell you what. A Mexican immigrant is working way harder than this fuck who's doing nothing.
I know. One, this guy doesn't even have a job, probably.
We know what he does. He does fucking internet scams where you, like, put links on stuff.
Yeah, that's what he does for money. But meanwhile, he complains about Obama and immigrants.
I think he's one of those people who, when you go to a comment bot thing and you see like, oh my God, I just made $2,000 this week. You know, email me to find out how.
Yeah, I mean, he does like internet scams for a little bit of cash, or he's like filling out those surveys for like $2
and
or something.
And you know he's getting government money.
Is he angry that the government's giving immigrants money when they should be giving him more money?
I guess.
They want, because he's too cheap to send their asses back home because he's scared of a rebellion. Nothing
rebellion.
To burn my ass.
What rebellion? This from Star Wars? The rebellion?
Black kid
if
Ferguson
Luke Skywalker comes after your ass, you better be
now
scared.
Now the whole freaking town is going rioting, breaking
is he in a fucking
building, setting
like
him on fire, stealing, and all this and that. Because a white cop shot a black kid. Well, you know
what?
What
the fuck's going on over
when
there?
George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin down here in Florida.
Who's Trayvon Martin?
There was no rioting.
That was Tavon.
Even when he got off free.
There yeah, was no one cared rioting. When he got shot. They're like, eh.
What would it be like if it was a black cop shooting a white kid? Does that mean that
why,
all the white
are you
people would be writing against all you blacks? Man, grow the fuck up and get it together.
It's like me.
What is wrong with you people? You think you own
all
the
right,
damn town or something?
Put your birdcage outside, dude.
I tell you, all you that going
to go
to jail.
Black people, you people, they don't really like that.
Writing,
yeah,
you're
shot
that's and killed.
What I
hear. Y'all deserve it. Because, I tell you, that really burns my goat. The law is not
oh, wait,
fair.
If we weren't the fifth person watching this, this would be so controversial.
I know.
That's so funny. Celebrities can, you know, get in trouble for the littlest things, But if you're a nobody, you can say the most racist, yeah,
say whatever
vile
the fuck
shit
you want.
No
one cares.
No one gives a fuck. Because who? What's the point?
Yeah, who are you? No one's listening to your ass. Might as well yell out your window, man.
He basically is.
We all know the law is not fair. But grand jury decided that they were not going to indict this police officer for shooting an unarmed black dude who beat up the police officer, mm-hmm. tried to steal mm-hmm. his gun away from him, and then got shot and killed in the process. What part of the evidence do you people not understand?
You black people.
Y'all need to get your act together, grow a set of balls, and act like adults instead of little Indian children.
How ironic.
Wait,
God,
little Indian children?
I don't mean Indian as in Dothead.
What the fuck is he talking
this
about?
This is not the Cowboys and Indians anymore.
Wait, what the fuck is he saying?
Indian children.
You need to grow a set of balls and not act like Indian children.
Understand. Y'all need to get your act together, grow a set of balls, and act like adults instead of little Indian children.
He's just throwing around racial shit about everyone.
Dothead.
Not even making
sense.
This
is not the Cowboys and Indians anymore.
By the way, how ironic it is. You have to grow up a guy talking as a goat puppet.
I know. He has a puppet on his hand telling everyone to grow up.
Speaking to no one but us, basically.
Yeah.
Because the other three views, there's
probably him.
Four views right now, so the other views are probably him.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta watch myself.
You go after people.
He's just nodding to his own
President
image.
Obama, you need to get your act together and cite some laws. Send these freaking Mexicans back to where they belong.
President Obama doesn't make
laws.
I
think all you immigrants should be back where you belong. If you ain't here legally, and you're not a legally United States citizen,
I don't think anyone really knows what the president does.
Get out of our country. You don't deserve squat here.
The president really doesn't do all that much.
Why should we have to pay for you to go to school here? Why should we have to pay for you to eat here? Why do us Americans have to pay for you, period?
Why do you say we? Because you're not putting shit into that pot, buddy.
Y'all need to grow up. Man, I hope they arrest your butt and throw you in prison for a good long time. Burning places, that's arson.
Oh, it is? Oh.
Killing people, murder. Y'all deserve to be in jail.
Because I didn't even know. I'm glad he's telling me all this shit.
Like I said, what would you all be like if it was a black cop shooting a white guy?
See, now he's just saying the same
shit
over and
over
again. You
wouldn't be like this. You wouldn't be rioting all over town. Show some class. Anyway, this is Billy Gruff. That's what burns my goat.
But you are a goat, so I don't know.
That dude, man, that is just white trash personified.
Next up, we have a guy who looks like Jerry Springer who talks really slow at the scene of some sort of fire or something. I'm not sure.
Accident?
What it is.
I don't know.
Crazy out here, as you can imagine. But about an hour ago, and I never heard no explosion. It's just I have a huge TV and I kept seeing all these strange colors. So
you know what? If I were the reporter, I just have to be like, dude, I gotta go, man. My shift's over. Thanks, but I gotta go home,
they
man.
They just blowed up two or three buses. And
my
God,
arm would be getting so tired holding up that mic for him.
Holy
shit.
But she said, all I remember.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Something in a frying
that's,
pan.
That's good enough, buddy. All right.
Been chicken. And she
could have been a grilled cheese sandwich. You don't know. You don't know what she was cooking.
A little bit too long.
Could have been Hamburger Helper.
Without the hamburger. Because, I mean, you buy Hamburger Helper, but hamburger doesn't come with it, which I find misleading. I mean, yeah, it's there to help hamburger, but I mean, come on.
I swear to God, if this gentleman can pan over to that
he's directing her camera.
I know, he's giving instructions to the camera, man.
As high as that tree.
Ooh, it's a hot reporter.
Oh my God, yeah, well, what would you
call it? Now, if that cameraman could come over to my house so I can take off my clothes.
The garage was already collapsed, and this was before I even knew it was happening.
What, and something happened before he knew it?
That's surprising. He seems pretty quick on the uptake.
There was like 15 fire trucks. The
the funny thing is,
part of the house.
I mean, he could be a bright guy. He might not be an idiot, but if you talk that, if you talk that slow, you're just fucking stupid in my book, in everyone's book, really. This guy is an idiot. I don't need to know anything else. He's fucking stupid. But I mean, he very well might be of normal intelligence.
And thank God, Tony wasn't home.
Who the fuck's Tony?
Yeah, I know. Is that Tony Danza's house?
Managed to get out of the house. Yes, ma'am, but I didn't actually come.
You know the thing is, maybe she's new to the reporting game.
To a problem.
Well, they just you know what they do? They just record a bunch of shit, and either they use it or they don't.
No, but like when you ask the guy a question, the mic needs to be in front of your mouth because I didn't even hear what she asked.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know what the wrong, because usually when you get these clips of like 2 seconds, like, yeah, man, then it blew up, and that's it. That's all they do.
Yeah, because that's all I fucking need, man. Stand there for
next
the rest
up,
of half
we have
an
Sarah
hour.
J, who is going to break it down for everyone the taste and nutritional facts and the difference between Slim Fast and protein shakes.
Which is weird because protein shakes could be... You know how many different kinds of protein shakes there are?
Yeah, versus all protein shakes?
Yeah, I know.
That's not fair to Slim Fast.
Versus every other single kind of protein shake. There's kinds that are pre-made. There's kinds that you make yourself.
Something coming out of my cock?
Yeah, there's everything.
All right, here's... By the way, I love overweight people who are giving dieting tips.
I know. She's telling us on how to diet, but she's like really overweight.
That's like me giving workout tips.
Tell us how to gain muscle mass, Mike, while we're on the subject.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, Sarah J. Episode number 12 of Fat to Fat.
What?
And in this review,
fat to fat. To
shake.
Fat with an F to fat with
before
a PH.
She still hasn't gotten to that PH fat yet. She's still on the F fat.
Because tonight,
one day,
I had dinner with family. We get together twice a month.
Wow.
And they're all
they really love you.
That's the only time I eat.
They really love you.
I know.
Pot roast with potatoes, biscuits, white rice, and for dessert, they have...
Hold on.
I thought we were talking about protein shakes, and you're telling us all that you're fucking...
You're
menu.
Trying to lose weight, and you're eating potatoes, white rice... But she said like three carbohydrates.
It's all fucking starch and shit.
Yeah, what did she say? Potatoes.
And some kind of dessert she mentioned too, just now.
It was all, yeah.
What, cake?
Some
and
kind
cake.
Of cake.
I had a salad with corn and cucumbers and light dressing and some chicken breast in there for the protein.
Oh, wait. Is she saying
and
that that's what everyone else ate?
I would say 2 ounces of pot roast just by itself with the natural tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. No biscuit.
You know what I'm going to
no
say?
Rice.
I'm sorry, lady.
And
I'm going to call you a fucking liar. You're not eating healthy because you're overweight.
And why did
by
she
a
mention
lot.
All the things she didn't eat? Like, why do we need to know what everyone else ate at her family?
Because we need to know how strong she is mentally. That all that good food was there, but I didn't eat it. Mm-hmm. I ate.
I only ate like 2 ounces of pot roast because I measured.
Yeah.
I weighed that.
But
shit.
Meanwhile, she's. Severely overweight. If she were doing that shit, I mean, there'd be a difference. Sorry, lady. I'm not buying it. You're a fucking liar.
And I wasn't even tempted. And I know it's because...
I'm so great.
This time I'm going to do it. I feel great. It's all about your mental attitude. And I also have to say that this YouTube channel has helped me so much because people, with their comments, with their messages, just the support I get.
Great job, you fat fuck. Hey, what happened to the,
what happened to all the naysayers out there? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, but what also...
Get on there and tell her she's an idiot. Tell her to fucking eat her cake.
I thought we were reviewing Slim Fast.
I know the title is Slim Fast versus Protein Shakes.
It's really...
Meanwhile, all I have to hear about is how strong she is.
So, in the purple corner, weighing in
at
8 ounces, we have Slim Fast. And in the black corner, weighing 11 ounces, we have the protein shake.
Yeah, but like I said...
Let's start with taste.
There's
first.
So many different...
I prefer Slim Fast. Hands down, Slim Fast tastes delicious.
Oh.
Not that poor little protein shake over here isn't getting any love, because he is. He tastes decent, but...
Yeah, but do you understand there's like a million different brands of protein shake and they all taste different?
Like, well, it's whatever brand she has.
And what I like to do is it calls for fat-free milk in the directions. You can use soy milk or rice milk. I personally use soy milk.
How about water?
Just keep in mind that if you do use 8 ounces, 1 cup of soy milk, it does have 110 calories and 45 from fat. I'm going to be reading to you the nutrition
fat. If you're going to read the...
With
I'm going to sit here and listen you read the goddamn labels.
Do you not, you know, that's a meal replacement drink.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's not a...
Slim Fest does not make you slim. It does nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't make you... Yeah, I mean, exercise and eating right is what
it
makes
you
slim.
It keeps you so you don't eat breakfast and lunch. Like, isn't it like you have a drink, a shake in the for breakfast and lunch, and then a sensible dinner?
Yeah, or, I mean, listen, or if you just want to replace one of your meals, it's like have breakfast and then for lunch have a shake and then eat dinner. It's I don't know what she's doing. Obviously, I think instead of drinking water, she's just drinking shakes all day. I think that's her thing. That's her mistake.
Yeah, when can you add? You can add water to Slim Fest.
Yeah, why not?
That's
it's
what
liquid.
I don't need to fucking put skim milk. Why are you using any kind of milk? So many calories.
I mean, if your whole point is
get
to cut
almond,
calories,
almond milk has less calories.
Yeah,
because almond milk just
water soaked with almonds. Yeah,
it's not really milk at all.
But it, you know, the crazy thing is, it tastes like fucking milk.
Yeah, it's good.
How does that work?
Well,
man?
I actually taste better than milk because I hate milk.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's the same. It's like tastes the same. It's fucking water sitting on almonds. I don't know. Man.
Anyways, here's Miss Moochie.
That idiot.
Mark's favorite girl. She has 10 guidelines for sex workers.
So wait a minute. Is she a prostitute? How does she have guidelines for sex worker if she's not a sex worker?
I don't know.
But are we just supposed to, I mean, she's such a fucking genius. She has guidelines for things that she's never done before? Or is this just common sense shit that we'd all know?
She must be doing
something,
right?
Stay safe, everyone. And it's, no, I bet you she's never done, she's not a whore.
You don't know? Why would you put this up here?
Because she's an idiot
who
thinks her opinions mean something.
Hey, guys. So, lately, since I, like, got nominated for this stupid award or whatever...
Whore of the Year?
A lot of people have been messaging me, and they're like, hey, you know, how did you get so popular? And, like, what'd you do
by fucking people for money.
Make yourself so prolific or whatever.
She's prolific.
And,
yeah.
And to say that there's no easy way. There's no list I can give you that's
I mean,
just
yeah.
Once you get to like
because how could you be how could you be super famous like me, right?
It's,
I mean, it's impossible for you.
It's about personality and it's about being an individual and being
what the fuck award did she win?
I don't know. And why is she pretending like she's world famous now?
Yeah, this video's got 9,000 views, which is good. But it's not she's not
Does
famous.
Anyone know who the fuck she is? Let's do a survey of everyone on the planet.
Well, she has 5,000 subscribers, so she thinks she's fucking, you know, king shit. But I don't even know what that means. But it means
king of all shit. Yeah.
Yourself and doing things on your own. Because
yeah, let us know. How do we get your level of fame?
I've been doing sex work. I haven't had anybody help me.
She's been doing sex work?
No one's promoted me or like sent their fans over to help me out. I've done everything myself.
See, I told you she is like a cam girl or something.
Instead of doing a list
sex
of how
workers,
to get popular,
that's not a cam girl. Sex workers is your fucking street whore. That's a sex worker.
Well, number one is make sure that sex work is a career path that you really want. Like
that's, being a cam girl is
as much
sex
as I'd
work.
Like to say that we live in a world where
well, it is sort of
you can go into sex work and then be a doctor and teacher. It's possible but very unlikely, especially if you get your identity leaked. And I know that it doesn't happen often, but it does happen, and that's
paging,
very
Dr.
important
whore.
To take into consideration. If you have, like, a career that you're not willing to risk, if you're, like, trying to be, you know, an elementary school teacher or a doctor or, like, run a, like work in a business office or whatever.
Work in a business of some sort.
Just take into consideration, are you willing to risk that?
Yes, I am.
Number
if I'm getting money for it, I'm willing to risk it.
Oh,
like
because, listen,
I
love
don't look at
showing my genitals
like me,
on the internet.
Or Bev or Ash Marie and think, I have to do exactly what they're doing, because that's going to get you nowhere. That's going to make you look like a cheap copy. And that's going to suck for you, that's going to suck for the girls you're copying
Why
off
do you
of.
Think
that
you're...
Discredits
what the
everyone,
fuck is she doing that she
like,
thinks she's so
harder.
Unique?
And even if you do that... And
getting naked on the
mistakes,
internet? Because no one else is doing that except for her?
People are still going to remember you as that girl that copied off the other cam girl.
Don't copy me.
She's basically... Yeah,
she's a fucking cam girl. She thinks she's revolutionary.
She thinks she's like... one of the hottest fucking cam girls going, which we didn't even know she was a cam girl.
Yeah, that's how hot she is. And you're on cam sites all day.
I know all the popular cam girls.
But in her mind, she's the fucking top, and everyone's copying her now because she's doing something so fucking awesome.
I'm going to have to do some more research on her now.
Are you using hedge clippers and cutting off your nipples? Because no one's doing that.
Well, I have a few times.
Worker or whatever. So just don't do it. Just be yourself and do things on your own.
Yeah, don't copy me. I'm awesome.
The way they're worth in your mind. And that means don't go on, like, someone's cam or someone's clip page and see that they did, like, an ass-shaking video or, like, a strip video or whatever for a certain price, or they did a full cam show for a certain amount of tokens, and then price yourself upon that. Look at the work that you put in.
I'm disappointed that we didn't know this girl's a cam girl.
Yeah,
we watched two of her videos already, didn't know.
Yeah, I you know what?
You think we'd be able to sniff out cam girls by now.
She needs to put her name up there so we can find her. I want to see her cam work.
Mm-hmm. Put in the quality.
I want to see the shit
time.
She's doing. That's so
take it all into
awesome.
Consideration and do what you feel.
She doesn't yap this much during her cam sessions, does she?
I hope not.
Skipping ahead. Video and you're not comfortable with that, don't do it, because it does alter the perception of your clips a little bit.
I keep thinking she's like, going to say clit.
People are going to expect a little bit of that out of you after that, and so
expect a little
you kind of have to
semen?
Take that into consideration. And then you resent yourself, and you feel awful afterwards. Every time you see it, you just hate it.
I think she did a snuff film on cam.
Not to do it if you're not comfortable. So don't do anything you're
I
not comfortable
I once killed
with
a man.
Yeah, Mark, don't do anything. You know, we're going to listen more. She's not coming up in a couple weeks. We have to listen to the truth about the hymen she does. Honestly, I don't know what she has to say about that, because she's so smart. She's a
she fucking knows everything. Yeah, she's great.
All right, a couple songs of the week. First up, Bobby Darin's famous song, If I Were a Carpenter. I love this song. I always say to girls, what if I was not rich? Oh, wait. I'm not.
You wish you were a fucking carpenter. You knew a trade.
I know.
Man, that'd be way
up. Why is he putting on carpenters?
That'd be a huge step up. Like, being a carpenter is a piece of shit. You were a lady. If you were a lady, now you're just some fucking...
I think he means like a royalty. What's a tinker?
A tinkerer. Yeah, maybe like, you know, I'm not a full-on mechanic. Carrying the
pots I made. Making pots and pans. Hey, I made you a pan. Now make me some dinner, bitch.
No, dude's like fucking, I mean, he's naming noble trades. I know how to smelt metal and I'm shaping it and I'm making products, but no, I'm some asshole. I'm a master carpenter. I made this fucking cabinet. But I'm worthless. If I worked my hands in wood,
would you still love me? Sure. Answer me, baby, yes
I would. I'll put you above me. I mean, you have to name really shitty professions. If I were a miller, at
a mill wheel grinding. That sounds like a good job.
Yeah, you wish you had these jobs. Your soft shoes shining. If I were in data entry.
If I was in collections. If I was a greeter at Walmart. If I
were a carpenter.
If I held signs when those stores are closing.
I know. Or you have a big sale. Or there's some dude on the street holding up a sign 50% off over at the Bon-Ton.
If I dressed up as a Statue of Liberty at tax time.
Would if I wore a chicken suit. Would you have I dress up like a giraffe in Toys R Us.
If I were a drive-thru at McDonald's.
You worked the drive-thru or you were a drive-thru?
Both.
Yeah, he needs to work on his shitty profession.
We never found out if she would do any of these hypotheticals.
Yeah. I mean, the professions he named are actually pretty good professions.
By the way, Bobby Darin was a stage name. His real name was Walden Robert Casado. Why couldn't he be Walden Casado? That's all right name for a... I mean, why do you like, no, that's no good. I'm going to be Bobby Darin.
I know, like, that's some awesome name.
His fucking family was so... It hurts. Like, you're not proud of your family name?
That's our heritage.
Yeah, I don't like changing. I don't like stage names.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the point?
I don't know.
What's the next one?
All right, let's get into the Christmas spirit. We're going to do a lot of Christmas-themed stuff the next couple weeks because Christmas is coming out here.
Fuck that, man.
Am Mark hates Christmas because Ebenezer's a Scrooge.
No, because it's fucking money time.
Well, whatever. That's why I don't have any friends or family or children. Then I don't have to buy anything for anybody, you know?
Yeah, you have a girlfriend and you have family.
Yeah, well. Here's Mariah Carey.
But it's established you won't buy them
anything. If you were dating Mariah Carey, you wouldn't have to buy her anything because all she wants is you for Christmas.
And 8 dozen donuts.
She's actually in pretty good shape, but okay.
But she lost the weight? I haven't seen her in a long time.
She's always been hot.
Oh, she's always been kind of big.
Not big. She's like buxom. Looks good. So judgmental.
Is Eminem still fucking her? Wasn't he fucking her for a while?
I don't know, but she was married to Nick Cannon for like 3 years. Now they just got divorced.
Now she's fucking Eminem again. Remember how insane she is? And she had all those, like, all these audio recordings of, like, some phone line she was doing or something?
But she does have a set of pipes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, she's a talented lady. She can sing.
She's super fucking rich. Like, no one's sold more records.
I know. But she's fucking nuts. How does it work out that a lot of famous people are fucking insane?
Well, I think...
What happens?
Well, obviously you get a lot of money and power.
Wait, do you think that's what made them crazy?
Yeah.
Or they're crazy to begin with and that's what helped them become famous?
Well, yeah, I think...
Chicken or the egg situation.
You gotta be crazy to be famous because you have to take a lot of risks. You gotta fucking say, you know what, fuck this, I'm going to LA, I'm going to New York, I'm doing this.
Without a penny to my name, yeah. Maybe I live on the street for like 3 months.
I don't know, she became famous pretty early, so yeah. I don't know. I don't really know her story. See, Mark, all she wants is you.
Maybe I'm, like, fucking all these record executives, you know?
I bet you if you start dating her, she'd still want something afterward.
Yeah, that's a lie.
You said you wanted just me. Here I am. Sorry I didn't bring you anything. Yeah, but if you were a nice guy, you would have brought me something anyway.
On TV...
The mistletoe's a big deal.
Yeah.
Is that what you're gonna say?
No. On TV, they always... couples will do this thing where... All right, you know what? This year, we're not going to buy each other anything. Or we're going to be like, we'll buy something little, you know, a $20 limit, and that's it. Do people do that in real life?
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I go crazy.
I don't think people do that in real life. You know, you got to fucking sell your firstborn for Christmas.
Anyways, in TV, they also... Mistletoe's like such a big deal, like... I don't think anyone in real life does it unironically.
Yeah, I know. Or you might have the guy with the gag mistletoe belt buckle.
Oh, that's okay. I have one of those.
There you go.
Works.
Every time.
They just kiss it, though. That's it.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
Like, mistletoe doesn't say suck on something. It's just kiss.
Yeah, that is true. I'm going to have to have a new tradition. We need a new plant. Ooh, I'll hang a head of lettuce.
Yeah.
And you have to suck something if you go underneath it. That's my new thing. Christmas tradition.
I mean, this is from 20 years ago, but she looks good in this video.
Yeah, 20 years ago she looked good. How old is she?
Gotta be like 40-something. I don't think she's much older than us, because she's... Like I said, she started really young.
She started when she was 2.
Yeah, pretty much. I wish I could hit that note. I'd be famous.
Oh, I can hit that note. Is someone murdering you?
I can't get high at all.
You smoke so much weed and the shit. It sounds like someone's fucking...
I can't get higher than that. I have a very monotone voice.
You do. I can get high on some notes.
Alright, that does it for Hot Shot Whiz Kids.
Yes, HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Listen to the rest of the week. Don't go back.
See you later.